From Wishing Star Studio in St. Paul, Minnesota, this is Being an Elder, Living a Meaningful Life, hosted by Karen Lund. This is episode 1, Life is Good Being an Elder.
Life is good. It's fun. It's enjoyable. It's being involved with others. It's contributing to the world. Big thoughts, big ideas. Do you feel comfortable with these thoughts? Or is that the nagging that takes place? My life isn't happiness. It's not very meaningful. I just see challenges. I'm bored. How can I get out of this rut? The answer is within, and becoming involved in whatever way meets your needs with being an elder, it will help you find out who you are and how you want to live your life. It will show you how to have the courage to act. That's about taking action. That's deciding what to change about your life and then making it happen. And believe it. And that can start today by continuing your involvement in being an elder. The book is Being an Elder, Becoming a Treasure. That's available on beinganelder.com. And we also have a community that we're developing on beinganelder.com. This is your opportunity to get involved in a continuous way with what we believe. We're really talking today about the foundation using both the book with the community and the podcast. I say an elder is one who has wisdom and experience and lives their life with humility and gratitude. Notice, didn't say elderly, did I? So often people use that, they think elder is old. Elder isn't necessarily old. It's when you have the experience and then the wisdom that you want to put in place with your life. My journey, people really wonder, are you an elder? Let me tell you, I'm an elder. I've lived it. As I reflect on this time of my life, my various experiences were learning opportunities, creating my wisdom of today. Do I know everything? Of course not. That's not possible. By reflecting and identifying the lessons along the way, there is wisdom that gets created. And you know, this happens to all of us. Through each of our journeys, we have the experiences that have given us insight, direction, knowledge, know-how, prudence, forethought, and good judgment. These are our gifts that we bring to the world. Each one of you have these gifts. If we use them wisely, we can influence and impact others by living as a treasure to all. My foundation was that of my independent spirit, and it was laid in Minot, North Dakota. Isn't it all relative? At that time, Minot was the third largest city, notice I said city, in North Dakota. There were 20,000 people that lived there. But what we felt, and that's what we believed, that it was a city and we were not from the country. It provided me with great roots. I then started going to Minot State Teachers College, prepared me to teach. But here's the skills that I brought forth from my teaching. I learned planning, organizing, measuring performance, providing feedback, really the art of teaching. And I only taught for 5 years and then said, I can't stay in the classroom till I'm 65, so what am I going to do next? And this is when I became a recreation director in military hospitals. And that was during Vietnam. Yet put all the time together, you know I'm an elder. What I found then was I was how to work with people. Not having people work for me, but me learning to work with people. In one of my hospitals that was on Guam, which was a Navy hospital, we ran a program from 10 in the morning till 10 at night, 7 days a week for the patients. There were only two paid staff. Everybody else was a volunteer. And what I realized and what I learned was that volunteers have the very same need that every person who works for money. But they don't work for money, but they work for the same things that all of us work for. We work for being appreciated. We work for being challenged. We work because we want meaningful things in our life. We work because we want to serve. And whether we're paid or not, but just as a volunteer, we all have the same needs. And that's what I really learned when I was working in the military with the volunteers. I then said, I'm tired of the nonprofit. I want to go someplace where they make money. So that's how I started in profit organizations. And I became a business consultant in the area of productivity and profitability. I've been doing that for 35 years. And like many of my friends ask me, those that I taught with, they say, how could you ever go from teaching to being a business consultant? You know what? The skills are the very same. You still have to plan. You still have to organize as a business consultant. You still measure performance. You still have to provide feedback. You still have to have people help people make changes. In all of that, the only thing I really had to change was the language I used. I had to learn the business language. The skills were the very same. One of the other things about working in large businesses or small businesses was coming to understand organizational cultures. And in order to get greater productivity or profitability from an organization, I had to be able to go in and identify where the blocks were. It was like one person said to me, what you're doing is you're overcoming obstacles and you're seizing opportunities. And that's what really the consulting business was. Today, the group that I'm associated with, Core Passion, as we look at a business or an organization, we're really looking at the energy of business and the energy of human. And that's what we call the fusion of human energy and business energy. So that's my journey. My journey is really the fact that I had an independent spirit and I just took an opportunity. That's my journey. And I really had this independent spirit, which allowed me to take the opportunities that came forth. I didn't have goals, didn't have a real plan. I just did because I could. And that's how I moved through my life. So when we look at being an elder, what I've identified are the roles that we have an opportunity to enhance our life. And those roles are, first, you have to be an elder to yourself. You have to take care of yourself. You have to identify, do I want to live my life the way I'm living? Do I really want to remodel it totally or just make upgrades? Just maybe a little redecorating. Bring a new energy in. Maybe a color will do. You also have to look at, you know, what drives me? Is it my passion? Is it my dreams? How do they get involved in my life? What's my mindset? How do I think about my life today? And I would say that what I see so often is that people think from the negative. They just feel like, oh, I can't do any more. I've given all my life to this job. Now what am I to do? Well, maybe if you looked at your even that job with a different perspective, you might not have that negative thoughts. Here's the key about negative thoughts. The brain loves negativity. And if you keep thinking negativity, that brain's going to just love you all the more. But it's not going to get you out of the rut. And when I said earlier, some of you feel like you're in a rut, the issue has to be, how do I get out of it? Start understanding your mindset, how you think about yourself, your life, and those around you. That's the first role you have. The second role that's available to all of us is that we're an elder to our family and friends. That means our parents, partners and spouses, children, grandchildren, family, other extended family, and friends. That's about how do you interact effectively. One of the things that many of us have is the issue with being a grandparent. And these children today, they're so different. They're not like us. You're right. I wasn't like my grandmother either. But here's the important thing. Technology is here. You can't change it. You can become a friend with your grandchild by encouraging and asking for help from your grandchild for technology. I know, they know more than we do. One of the great words I heard when I was looking at the whole issue around parents and grandparents was, any person basically in their mid-20s to 30s are what we call digital natives. They know. They are just wired that way to understand and work with technology. The rest of us are digital immigrants. We're all learning a new language. And boy, do we have frustrations. Some mornings I sit at my computer and wonder, I just click away and it gets me all kinds of places that I have no idea where I am or why I'm there. The next role that we have is we're an elder to our community. You have to be involved. And you know, one of the issues that we have as an elder is we gradually, as we go through this journey, we find that we have fewer and fewer friends. They leave us. Some of them move away and some of them pass away. And if you don't go out and meet new people, pretty soon you're alone. Pretty soon you may be facing loneliness. And the research shows that people who are lonely they get led into depression. And depression very often is the road to the last part of their path. Community can be going to school. There's all kinds of opportunities for us to learn. Learning is a real great way to be involved in your life. It gets you out. You meet other people. And the thing I like is very often the people you're in class with, they're like-mindedness. And you know what? Sometimes I really need like-minded people around me. You can also volunteer, but please, if you volunteer, volunteer for something you love. Fortunately for me, the last 8 years, I've been volunteering at the Japanese Garden in Como Park in St. Paul, Minnesota. That park is a public park, and I get to work outside every other Sunday that they're open. So being in Minnesota, we're only open from May until the end of October. And I get to be in nature. And then I get to help people that want to learn about the Japanese culture. Love it. Love it. You're also an elder to the world. And to the world means that you're interested and you want to learn about different things that as an individual we can do just to support the planet. Simple things. I have a great, much greater understanding of recycling and how I can, you know, how I can impact the my own use of products so that I don't create so much waste, so much garbage that goes in our landfills. The other thing I learned about, I started researching and I found out about the Arbor Society, which is the group that plants trees. This started in the late 1800s in Nebraska, and it's now all over the world. Europe is doing a much better job of planting trees, and that's critical to the planet, to the health of our soil and our air. The other part of the planet, the other part of our world, is understanding the cultures we're involved, that are involved in the world. I have lived outside this country for 5 years. I lived in Asia, so I lived in Singapore, and I worked in Singapore, Malaysia, Hong Kong, and Thailand. I also lived and worked in Australia and New Zealand. I've lived and worked in Canada. And what that has done for me is that it gave me the opportunity to work with many different cultures and realize that what I, the way I had to approach it was this. Number one, I was a guest in their country, and I had to ensure that I was always the best at being a guest. Secondly, I had to learn about them. I had to learn what was valuable to them. How did they interact with each other? What were some of the family issues that they took care of? And on top of working with them individually, I also was always aware of their government, of their cultures as a nation. I also developed a very strong interest in their history and their religions. The last role we have is we're spiritual elders. And that's, for me, it's very personal. I know what I believe. I'm not suggesting or even in saying you to be a spiritual elder, you must believe what I believe. You need to believe what's important to you. One of the aspects in the book, it talks about spiritual practices. And I think from my own development, I started understanding various ways that I could be a spiritual elder. And so very often my mornings are based on meditation. I do a lot of journaling. I sit in stillness. I sit in quiet. And that's just part of what's available to you as a spiritual elder. And if you go to the book, you will find that there gives you an entire list of things that you can look at as a spiritual elder. So what does being a spiritual elder, how does that encourage us? Well, these are the things that we'll wrap this session up with. As you become aware of being a spiritual elder, it will inspire you. It really clarifies for you what's important. You find and suggested changes that might be of benefit. It improves one's life. I can say, and all my friends say, that our high school friends, that I'm the healthiest of all of us. And I think that's because I'm still involved in life. It encourages us to look within. It allows us to choose what's important. It's about you. It's about becoming a treasure.
For more about being an elder living a meaningful life, visit beinganelder.com. You can purchase a copy of the Being an Elder, Becoming a Treasure book online.